You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on KC 107.7.
Welkom terug hier saam met my Michelle by KC at work. Jy het al geluister na Paul Russell, sy cheese voor 'n DJ hier in my hart. Dis nou sy 11:35 en ek het op die lyn saam met my Alicia Mabunda. Good day, how are you doing?
I'm good and yourself, and good morning to all our listeners.
Good day. Okay, you are from the Independent Institution of Education's Rosebank College.
Yes, that is correct.
So we're going to talk about a little bit about the gender-based violence among students. So the first thing I want to ask you today, in your experience, how widespread is gender-based violence among university students, and what are the most common forms it takes?
Okay, it's quite widespread, and I think it always emerges mainly during the first quarter. I think it's prevalent during the first quarter because mm-hmm. that is where most students will actually be coming into sites and places that they are not familiar with, and it can take the form of rape. It can be abduction for some students. It can also be emotional or psychological abuse. And also this can be in the form of physical abuse. So it takes all different forms and it happens across all our institutions of higher learning. But I've noticed that mainly within the first few months of new students coming in, I think this is where the perpetrators are well aware of the fact that there are a lot of new students who are still trying to find their way around the area.
I know many students, they fear reporting gender-based violence due to stigma or a lack of trust in the system. What challenges do survivors face when seeking justice or support?
Look, the issue of reporting, it starts first with awareness. It is important for students to be familiar with places or offices within the institution that they can go to report the occurrence of such things. And obviously that space must actually be a safe space for them to actually go to that person to be able to report. And students fear reporting because of, I think that I'll just give an example with women. You'll find that we've been battling with the stereotype of saying, if I'm wearing a short skirt, that does not mean I'm inviting someone to attack me or to sexually abuse me. And those are some of the things that are entrenched in the minds of our students to say, if I report it, I might be seen as someone who they will say, you wanted it. And those are some of the things that when we are running our awareness campaigns as educational institutions, we need to make sure that our students understand that there is nothing that they can do on their part that actually gives a perpetrator the opportunity to take advantage of them. And also, where do they go to? Over and above the police, we need to provide psychological support, familiarize our students with NGOs and other agencies that are advocating strongly on the issue of GBV, as well as strengthening our policies internally as institutions. So this will make it easier for our students to know. We give them that training. They know that they must not tolerate any form of violence, any form of mistreatment, irrespective of who it comes from, whether the perpetrator is someone in the general public or it's someone from within the institution. So we just need to strengthen our awareness campaigns to make sure that students feel free and able to actually report.
Alicia, how well do you do universities respond to GBV cases, and what improvements do you think are necessary in policies or support structures?
Look, I'll start off with IIE Rosebank College. We have, within all our campuses, qualified professionals who are appointed as wellness managers. And their main role for being on site is to ensure that the psychological being of our students is well looked after. Mm-hmm. So this makes provision for them to approach the wellness manager about any issue related to GBV and social challenges that eventually also have an impact on their academic performance. They are able to go to this person and speak to them, and we assist them. And of course, if it has an element of criminality, the students will then be referred to the relevant authorities to take it up from there. Within also our sphere is, as a country, higher health deals with these issues, working with the universities to make sure that students are aware. So we do have, as higher institutions of learning, organizations, or if I can say initiatives, that have been put in place to ensure that support is there for our students. And over and above this, the communities within which the institutions exist or serve in, there are also other organizations that are that advocate and speak on these issues of GBV. And those are the institutions that we team up with, or we work and collaborate with, to make sure that we raise awareness, to make sure that we train our students. So we are doing a lot. And I think the main thing that is needed is just to get more and more students open to understanding that they must come out and speak out against any form of GBV.
What role do fellow students and campus communities play in either preventing or perpetuating gender-based violence, and how can they be mobilized for positive change?
The first important thing is to enforce strict GBV policies. Mm. Staff members must ensure that rules against GBV are upheld and that perpetrators, they face the consequences. So in the event of encounters, if there's a staff member who is the perpetrator, the student must gain confidence and be assured and can actually see that something was done against the case that was reported, so that they have trust. Because what makes our students lose trust in us is when a student reports that this is happening and they realize later on that nothing has been done. Then when another one goes through a similar challenge, they're not open to report it. And also, as institutions, we must provide the training and education that I spoke about. And this training must be targeted on the staff on site as well as the students, to make sure that each party knows what is expected of them, creating the safe reporting environment where students feel comfortable and they know that their confidentiality is guaranteed, and their anonymity, if need be, when such cases are reported. And of course, it's important for faculty members and staff members to serve as mentors and role models for the students in the way that staff conduct themselves and support any GBV advocacy initiative. So as an institution, we need to partner. I mean, Rosebank College recently, if you've seen Dr. Kanyaza was speaking on that Rosebank College is among some of the institutions that have partnered with the country against issues such as GBV. So we are sending a strong message out there to say we don't tolerate this, we do not promote it, and we want all students in the country to be safe.
Yeah. My last question for you today, what practical steps can universities, government and society take to create a safer campus and to reduce gender-based violence among students?
I think the first thing would be to peer support and counseling. Survivors must be provided with the necessary counseling that they require, and they must also know those areas that I mentioned to say this is where we need to go. And we must continue to advocate for stronger GBV policies to make sure that these policies are strict and they better enforce the message that we are trying to bring across. And this is a continuous process whereby one campaign is not enough. So we must continue to organize awareness campaigns, raising awareness to help our students on what are the risks, what are the things that maybe they should keep away from also engaging themselves, just to make sure that they are in a much safer space. Facilitating the reporting mechanism, we must have groups that help our survivors to navigate reporting procedures and obviously accessing the necessary resources that they need. So this also entails collaboration maybe with health institutions to make sure, I will just make reference to a sexual abuse kind of event whereby obviously someone would need to also go to the clinic. So if there's that partnership where we are able to phone and say, okay, we need this, or our student is there, please assist and make the process a bit easier and simpler and more comfortable for victims, that will help. And just to collaborate with authorities, your SAP, the South African Police Services, as well as the local securities. Here at Rosebank College in Nelson Mandela Bay, where I am, we also work very closely with the security companies that are in the area to make sure that we provide that environment that is safe for our students.
Yeah, and I also read here, students should monitor their beverages and avoid accepting drinks from individuals they do not know and trust. And having a designated check-in system with friends at social events can also enhance safety and provide immediate assistance in an emergency. So that's also very important, I believe.
Very, very important to touch on that. And we are in the season where there will be a lot of freshers balls taking place.
Yeah.
And this is where you have students who are going there because they want to celebrate having made it to tertiary. Mm. However, you will have perpetrators who are targeting such events, and as I touched a little bit earlier on spiking of drinks. So when students are not aware of what is happening, someone can just put something in their drink, the next thing the student is drugged and kidnapped and then abused and all that. So always check the areas. It's important for students to check. And also, another important factor is that when students move into these different locations for tertiary, they need to find out what are the areas that are considered high risk. Because you come into the Western Cape, you have never been there.
Yeah.
The next thing, you are at this zone, it's the most dangerous place and you are not aware. And also social pressure, and also just engaging in risky behavior. So students must be on the lookout for that and make sure that even the company that they keep, you can see your friends, you can see the kind of lifestyle that they lead. If you are a new student, you're coming from your house, you never used to drink, now you have got friends who drink all the time. That is actually engaging yourself in risky behavior. So it's important. And if you do drink, be safe, always have your drink on you. Never give it to a friend to hold for you while you go and use the bathroom, because that's where things tend to go wrong.
Thank you very much, Alicia Mabunda. I appreciate the time and the effort you took to just to educate us again. And we forget about the students. As you say, they knew in an area, they knew in the university, they don't know anybody. And it's so important that we know there is campaigns and facilities that will assist and stand by them in a case of gender-based violence.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you very much, and you must have a great day.
Thank you so much, and thank you to all our listeners. And yeah, we wish all our students success as they start the 2025 academic year. They must be safe.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Ja, daai was gewees, ons het nou gesels met Alicia Mabunda, Independent Institute of Education, so by Rosebank College, hulle is daar Nelson Mandela Bay Campus, en is so belangrik, veral as jy ook 'n leerling het, of 'n kind het, wat nou universiteit toe moet gaan, en ek onthou met my seun, het hy, hy was nie aanvaar in Stellenbosch nie, en toe was hy aanvaar in Potch, en hy moes toe Potch toe gaan, en was die eerste keer wat hy so ver van die huis af weggaan, en dis 'n groot ding vir 'n ouer, want jy weet nie, jy ken glad nie die area nie, ons was nog nooit daar gewees nie, dis 'n nuwe universiteit, dit is 3 jaar wat hy daar moet spandeer, ons moet vir hom 'n bly plek kry, ons ken nie die omgewing nie, daar was nie van sy vriende saam met hom gewees nie, so, een mens moet so mooi oplet op die omgewing, gaan doen maar eerst navorsing en kyk wat die area is veilig en vertel ook, educate jou kind ook so mooi, soos hy het nou vroeger gesê het, moet nie dat hulle drankies neem, daar is so baie sosiale geleenthede wat aangaan, dis denies en dan vier hulle die examen wat voorbij is en laat hulle op die uitkyk moet wees om, moet nie 'n drankie daar neersit nie, hou jou drankie in jou hand, want daar is die eerste plek waar jy gevang word, jou drankie wat gespike word en hulle is in jou drankie gooi en dan is dit verby, dan kan jy niks onder nie. So hou jou drankie by die hand, gooi jou eie drankie, vooral by sulke kampusse en geleenthede, moet jy maar baie, baie versigtig wees. So, maar start aan elke student daar buiten, as jy een nieuwe student is, in een nieuwe dorp, een nieuwe universiteit, weet jy, geniet elke oomblik ook daarvan. Een mens wil ook een bietjie pret hê en fun hê, maar jy moet baie versigtig wees. So, omring jou ook met vriende, wat altyd weet waar jy is, en laat weet allemaal altyd waant jy is, as jy dalk nou vir die aand, dalk gaan draf jy iwers, maar allemaal moet altyd weet waar jy is. Kom ons wees saam, en help mekaar om veilig te wees.
Casey at work, on Casey 107.7.